course. Of course they would.
You know, that Joe had said Rich a couple times. He peppered his comments with my name.
Well, you understand, though, that Joe has a speech impediment and calls everybody Rich.
We understand Rich Eisen was at the Hugh Hefner Celebrity Roast recently.
That is true.
What was that?
How'd that all work out?
I met a comedian who said one of the funniest lines of all time at the Jerry Stiller Roast in reference to Sandra Bernhard, saying she was so ugly, he wouldn't fuck her with the Arthur's dick.
I
actually saw that comedian at a party and walked up to him and told him that it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And he asked me if I had a tuxedo in town and invited me to the Hugh Hefner Roast 2 days after that.
Wow, the Hugh Hefner Roast. Were there beautiful women there and stuff?
He had his 8 surgically enhanced girlfriends all at a table in front of him.
You know, Wilbon, whenever we have an argument, Wilbon's position always is if you could be one person in the whole world, it's always Hef.
It's always him. It was very funny. They said they were there to toast the one guy who personifies the reasons why the terrorists hate us much.
Where was the Hugh Hefner Roast, Rich?
It was at the New York Hilton.
Wow.
It was the most profane night I've ever been part of in my entire life.
Oh, I bet it was fun. Were you able
it was
to
hilarious. Taste it? It was hilarious. I didn't know that you could use the F word as an adverb.
No, that's good for you. Good for you.
It was a lot of fun.
Do you want to tell that B. Arthur story on the air?
Oops. Yeah.
That's funny.
Be the last show.
Thank you, Rich.
All right.
Thanks for being part of the internet show.
That'd be great. Part of the internet show?
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, did I just drop the F word on the internet?
No, we do it all the time.
Come on.
Join the club.
It was my fault.
Roll around in the mud with the rest of us.
That's funny.
Well, I was calling.
People love you now. People now think you're the funniest guy in history.
Well, good. Well, I was calling to let you know that I was recognized at the World Series by a guy in a bar.
Yeah?
Walked up to me and said, hey, are you Tony Kornheiser?
No.
True story.
That didn't happen.
That's what I wanted to call on the air and say.
This was where? In
a bar in Phoenix.
Wow.
And he seemed to be sober.
You better watch out about that hairline of yours.
I do. Actually, I wanted to find out exactly what he thought was Kornheiser-esque about me, and he said it was my sense of humor.
Don't you feel good about that?
Yeah. He listens to your radio show all the time in Los Angeles. So.
What a great World Series experience for you, mistaken for me, and Joe Torre calls you by name.
Exactly. So I want to just
I'll tell you what. When are we on, Dennis?
A couple minutes.
All right, keep Rich on the line, and we'll see if that works, and he can tell that story.
All right.
Not the B. Arthur story.
No, don't tell the B. Arthur story.
No, that I won't.
That was funny.
It is damn funny.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Couldn't you just bleep it?
You can't just bleep it. How can you bleep it? That's the funny part.
I'd have to time it perfectly. I wouldn't. Where it's B. Arthur's bleep her.
She was there, too, on the dais.
I wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even worse.
Well, that makes it much funnier.
She was there?
B. Arthur was?
Oh,
that makes it funnier.
She was there.
She must have thought it was the funniest thing she ever heard.
Actually, Jeff Ross told me that he needed to clear the air with her. She was living with him. That he felt the need to, but he just felt bad.
Which one was there? Sanders Bernhard or B. Arthur?
B. Arthur. Him and Maude were on speaking terms.
That's ridiculous. What a baby she must be.
Very
funny. Have that line delivered about you. You think you're a baby line to be upset about that?
It's a funny line.
It is a funny line, but Jesus. It's brutal.
Yeah, well.
Especially if you're sitting there.
That takes real guts.
He did. That guy lays waste to the dais every year. It's pretty funny.
You should have done it at your roast. What's his name? Lay waste to the dais.
Yeah, he should be at your roast, Tony. He should have been at yours.
I'll tell you something. I wouldn't have done that because I had Hillary Clinton there. And I would.
Yeah, she did.
I stayed away from all the time.
I read that in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
But Tony's wife.
Oh, man.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, I enjoy the show, Tony. I watch your show.
You like it? You want to be on it sometime?
Do you have guests?
Well, how often could you have watched? Yeah, we have guests every night.
I know what you mean like that.
We have the 5 good minutes. sports segment.
I gotcha.
You could warm him up with the B. Arthur line.
Sure. No, I'd love to be on anytime.
You've done stand-up. You could do a stand-up for us.
I'd love to PTI anytime.
And if you have to do a good show,
right,
that would be a plus.
If you can bring a monkey, you're on.
Back with you. Rich Eisen has held all this time as he is driving to Bristol from his triumphant tour of Phoenix and New York when he was in the World Series, recognized by Joe Torre giving his family much knockouts. Why don't you tell the Joe Torre story and the other story?
And the story is I was in a bar in Phoenix and a man came up to me and said, "Hey, you're Tony Kornheiser."
Did you feel terrible about that because it meant that you had a receding hairline?
Well, I put a shot of Jägermeister in his hand first.
Yeah.
And then I noticed he seemed to be quite sober, and I asked him, because I knew that as soon as he told me this, I had to come on your show and let you know that.
Right.
I mean, I've gotten Dan Patrick before. I've even gotten Chris Berman. But I'd never gotten Tony Kornheiser because, So I asked him what it was, and he said it was my sense of humor that he misconstrued.
Well, I think you should feel very, very honored about that, except for the physical resemblance, of which there is obviously none, because you're a young, handsome kid from New York City. So.
Well, thank you so much, Tony.
And how about when Joe called you rich?
It was my mom was thrilled about that. My mom loved that, and my family loved it. Much knockus was given.
Yeah.
And but he is, as you might point out, he has this impediment that he calls everybody rich, right?
Well, he does. He calls everybody rich, but it's not a bad thing. Did you grow up, when you grew up on Staten Island, were you a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
Yankees.
So that must have been really doubly meaningful for you.
Well, just being out on the field for all this stuff, you know, even in Arizona, too, was just pretty exhilarating. You feel it, and even though you're not the one who hits a home run, you know, or whatever, you still feel the intensity sitting on that field. It's pretty amazing.
Well, good for you. And now you go back to Bristol where you just have to hang your head in shame for 6 to 8 years.
And just try and make sure that I differentiate myself from you, Tony.
Well, you do that. But we'll put you on, pardon the interruption, if you'll do a stand-up, we'll put you on the show.
Anytime. I'm willing to come on anytime and loosen Wilbon up a little bit.
That would be a great thing. We'll put you on one night when B. Arthur's also a guest.
Me and Maud, we work really well together.
It's an inside internet joke. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
All right, let's play the email.
Here comes Tony's mailbag, got your email, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag, gonna read some for all you folks.
We could have Roy Batzel in the background. We'll do a couple of minutes of emails. This is from Mike Sarvac. I'd like to extend an invitation to you and Wilbon to the grand opening of Vermont's very own. As Vermont is the burrito capital of the world, it just makes sense to have you guys from PTI do historic Fred's Used Car Emporium with random appearances of the Vermont National Guard parachute team dressed in tutus while mad cow diseased Frisian sheep can be served up fresh from the grill by that Chicago chef guy. It would be classic. I'm John in Toledo, Ohio, about my problems with hockey. Hockey is a game played by big, strong guys with sticks and a little black disc called the puck. They play on ice and wear ice skates. Just thought I'd help you out, Tony. By the way, your show stinks. From Kurt Schaldebrand in Ann Arbor. Tony, don't just settle. That's a Rich Eisen school in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Don't just settle for a chimp on roller skates. You need a fat-balled, 12-toed midget chimp on roller skates wearing a cape and David Copperfield's underwear. That would be epic. From Adam in Rockville, Maryland. Let me get this straight. ESPN hires you and then tells you not to say critical things about other people? Yes. Isn't that like hiring Rosie O'Donnell and telling her not to be fat? Or hiring you and telling you not to be fat, old, bald, and white? This show stinks.
Stinks.
Yes. From Matt Wien or Wine in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tony, I love the midget idea, but instead of a midget in a cowboy outfit, why not get Nate Newton to do it as part of what will be his community service sentence? He could strap on some skates and triple ruts his way across the screen while the show stops to bask in his glory. You said yourself the show's about fat, bald dopes. Well, Nate Newton's very fat, very bald, and he's got the dope. From Chris in Richmond. question. I know Wilbon and you aren't on the cutting edge of technology, but Tony, a piece of cardboard with pictures of quarterbacks on it, this was from last night's show. For God's sakes, you're at the worldwide leader. Get a Telestrator, use PowerPoint, or better yet, write it on Statboy's fat head, but please, no more cardboard. From Chris in Richmond. From Josh in Hagerstown, I hope PTI gets canceled. Not because the show stinks, but because I'm tired of hearing you whine about how hard it has made your life. You're Mr. Tony, Mr. VIP passes, Mr. Preferred Parking. Stop acting like my 7-year-old and quit the whining. Sadly, that's what I do. All right, let's get us out of here and come back.
More hardcore sports talk coming up on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
These are on the what now?
No, you asked me if they was in Texas.
How about that? How about Eisen telling that story on the internet? How cool is that? I've heard that line before, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that line.
That's funny as hell.
A line like that could get you a meeting.
That's exactly right.
Well, I'm blameless in this.
Yep.
No, that's who we'd say that.
You people listening on the internet, here's the deal.
Come on, help us out here.
We are going to be canceled on the internet show, probably, because of that.
Right.
So enjoy today.
Right.
Enjoy tomorrow, maybe. But that's what it is, yeah. Unfortunately.
Covered
we got tonight. Who needs tomorrow?
We got baby. Tonight.
You need come on, babe. Let's stay.
You needed something racial in there to hit for the cycle.
See,
it's good and quiet.
Well,
pretty good.
At this point, they're going to say, you know, we just can't have you on the net.
Yeah.
He didn't do it, though. It wasn't his fault.
Well, it's just the,
they have told him
the circumstances that led to us having this situation.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a stop. So, at least we went out with a killer line.
Yeah. I'm going to get fired for this.
No, I don't.
It's okay. It's all right.
No, you won't get fired. I will get reprimanded.
I get fired for this. Did I see that line coming? Of course not.
No.
That's going to be true. No, we can't have this.
But I've heard the line before. It's a very funny line.
So anyway.
I hadn't heard it with Sandra Bernhardt. I heard it with somebody else. So ugly that.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Now, the internet people can help us out.
Why?
Well, don't get angry or anything. And if we find out somebody on the internet that does something bad, that person has to be killed. That's why we always say this is the X-rated portion of the show.
Well, for the internet listeners to be forcing their morality on folks, it's not American.
Well, by the same token.
By the product.
Same token. You're listening in your house, you probably don't expect to hear something like that. You haven't tuned in for that.
And as I've always said to the internet listeners, if you just click on the Tony Kornheiser page, you can find a list of radio stations that carry this show, and you don't have to listen to this stuff in the net. You can hear the commercials.
On the other hand, raise your hands if you thought that was pretty funny.
That was hilarious. But you people that may have been shocked by that, and I'm sure there were lots of you.
I don't know that there were any.
No. Don't do what I tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
People keep it on their offices.
Yeah, so... But then you can listen on the net. On the radio. We're on 225 radio stations.
You also be working anyway. People are paying.
Yeah, come on,
you
give me a break.
You know, if you're government worker, it's my tax dollar paying you. You better not tell them.
It's bad enough that I'm not allowed to be critical of anybody or anything on this show anymore.
It would be like you all drive next door.
Protection
from my ass. I'm talking about
a
guy like that.
Self dope in the street.
Yeah.
200 pounds.
200 pounds, my fellow man.
It must be like up his throat. Right.
Yeah, boy. In a matter of weeks, that joke could have set off the 4th of July fireworks.
Eat the dope. Eat the dope.
Because Sandra Bernhardt's a lesbian, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's a Twitter.
I don't know. She is? I thought she was.
A guy called Uno.
She plays in a rock and roll band called the Strap-Ons.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's a tip-off.
Like a monologue thing was this. She was a switcher.
I actually watched Hudson Hawk a couple of weeks ago. Did you ever see that bad movie with her?
That was so bad it was funny.
Yeah, she was like slapped the butler all the time. She's
rich, she would just slap the butler in the face.
She was in this
when she was walking by.
With that made me laugh. Pumpkin.
King Comedy.
King Comedy. She was
great movie.
Yeah, she's in that.
With Jerry Lewis
and Robert Duvall. Robert De Niro.
She tries to seduce Jerry Lewis when he's all taped up.
Yeah.
When she's kidnapped.
That was great.
When Rupert Pumpkin and her have kidnapped her.
It's been a great
movie. What movie is this?
Self.
King of Comedy. It's 20 years
wonderful
old.
Wonderful movie.
It's a great movie.
It's weird. So y'all, you internet dogs, we appeal to you. You know, don't be like the man, trying to keep a brother down.
Exactly right.
Little.
That comes from a man who doesn't use that kind of language.
That's right. That's right. You know, love thy neighbor.
With B. Arthur's... All right, here we go.
ESPN Radio.
Yeah, got a little risque there, got a little funny. That was pretty good. My thanks to Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, Joe Morgan, who does such a wonderful job broadcasting baseball, Sam Smith of the Chicago Tribune, and Brent Musburger, who this week will be at Miami at Boston College. Don't really have time to read any more emails. Those of you who heard Rich Eisen during the internet portion of the show, you'd be happy to know Rich is going to do stand-up all this week at Mr. Laughs in Hartford, Connecticut, four shows nightly. Tomorrow, I don't know. I have no idea.
How do you follow that?
I mean, what am I supposed to promote? I have no idea who's going to be on the show. If you're out on your bike tonight, everybody, as always, do wear white.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for coming.
Take your bread.
Take your bread.
Take your bread.
Do you want that hunk of it?
Take it.
Hey, you're...